right, you guys. What is up?
What the fuck is up, y'all? Welcome back to Love You By Podcast.
We are obviously so excited, as usual. Today we have an amazing guest, one of our very good friends. What's up, Shane?
What's going on, guys? Thank you for having me.
You guys, we're so excited to welcome Shane Parton to the pod. Shane, Mackie, and I have all been friends since, like, freshman, sophomore year of high school. He's a year older than us. And I don't know if you guys remember, if you've been, like, a long-term listener.
An OG.
One of the OGs. You guys know that Mackie and I became best friends through these two guys that we used to talk to in high school. And funny story, Mackie and Shane.
We are the ones.
Yeah. So Mackie and Shane used to have like a little like flirty thingy going on in high school.
We did.
5 minutes ago, Mackie just said she was in love with me. So
yeah, and he asked me if I wanted to marry him. So we're doing great 5 years later. 6 years maybe.
I don't think you guys ever really like dated. It was more just like a, right? Or did you?
No.
Not from my understanding.
Wait, we were dating.
Date.
No, we weren't dating.
We went to homecoming and we like danced the night away and we would kiss a lot. And like we
and
would meet up in the hallways.
Maggie would wear Shane's number on her cheek for the performance.
I do. I have pictures of you with my number and like the fat head. Both of you guys actually.
Number seven, right?
That's how could you forget?
I could never.
But yeah.
It was a good time. I guess we ended up ending things. I think it might have been on my end.
It was in December, too. It was like the week of the
you
state
remember?
Championship. Yeah.
Not the week of the state championship. What was the reasoning, y'all?
I don't really know. No, you say it.
Did
it was
she
on
get
your
the
end.
Ick? Did
Probably.
She get the
no,
ick?
I never. No, I didn't get the ick. I don't know what was up. I think then after I started dating.
A couple months after. Maybe like a month after. 2 months after.
Did that make you upset?
Or yeah, you just he like, was fuck upset.
It? Yeah, I was mad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you were?
Yeah, he was mad.
I was texting her about it.
Mm-hmm. But then you dated one of our other best friends.
Yeah, but that was a while later.
Yeah, it was.
Right, yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know what I was doing. I was just running around like a crazy bitch.
That was like...
Not much has changed.
4 years later, I dated one of your friends.
Was it 4 years?
Yeah, because that was my senior year of high school, and then...
Did you ever have the thought, like, going back in your head, like, shit, like, this is Mackie's best friend, like, why am I doing this or no?
No, because it was so much
It was,
it was so much later. Like,
yeah.
Shane and I never had, like, we were never... We maybe had, like, a one-month bump in the road between our relationship when I was, like, when I ended things, but then we've always been cool since.
We were
like,
fine after that.
Yeah.
We
hung out.
But, like, we had major crushes on each other. Major.
Me and you?
Yeah, I would get nervous seeing him in the hallway. Or I had a crush, sorry. I don't know if you did.
Of course I had a crush on you. That was why.
Yeah, okay.
Loving the background.
Yeah, so that's the background, y'all. Okay, so Shane ended up graduating from high school and going to play football at Stetson University.
Mm-hmm.
And why don't you tell us a little bit about, like, how it was being a college athlete and everything about that experience.
I mean, it's different. It's a lot of fun. You guys know because both of your siblings or all y'all siblings play sports other than you. But it's so much of your time. And also like, being on Snapchat and stuff when you're in college.
You see what
like,
everyone else is doing?
Like,
yeah.
Damn, everyone else is having so much fun. Yeah, I'm like looking at y'all's stories. And you guys are out on like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the lessons you learn playing sports, especially once you graduate, are like I don't think I could do what I'm doing right now, like being in school, if I didn't get the discipline instilled in me that I did playing sports.
And you played.
I was gonna say like I think that that is like the reason that it's worth it in the end, especially like even like on a resume. Like hate to say it, but like it looks really good to be a college athlete for 4 years.
What do you think's better, like being the president of a fraternity or being a college athlete?
College athlete, 100%.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
What do you think?
I don't know. I feel like president looks pretty good on the res.
You do?
I mean, but also, like, knowing what goes into, like, a fraternity and all that bullshit, like...
But you guys know the differences between the two a little bit. Like,
yeah,
what's
I think
the
college athletics
Mackie's
is
probably
very
right.
much more high.
Yeah.
She is a recruiter, so she looks at resumes all day.
I look at resumes all day long.
My buddies in college, like, even the house that I lived in, I was just thinking about this the other day. They're all pretty good. Determined and successful, and I think, like, when you play sports... I mean, it could be that with everything, though. When you play sports, like, your whole life, that's what you, like, are trying to work and achieve a goal.
Yeah.
Same thing with, like, your brothers and with Jax. That's going to happen when he graduates. Like, your brothers are wildly successful.
Yeah.
Same with Jax, how he's going to be, and Libby.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I don't know. You're always, like, working for something more.
Love it. Also, Shane said that he's in school, so tell us what school you're in.
I go to law
Mr.
school.
Sexy?
I go to law school in Boston. I'm in my second year up there. like I said, I definitely don't think I would be able to be doing this if I didn't play a sport. Because in high school, I was not the best student. Yeah. I wasn't focused at all.
None of y'all were.
That much
discipline. I wasn't. You did your asses off. I mean, so did we. But, like, just like the athletes are always like, hey, like, give me the homework.
I mean, they didn't have to,
oh, I had a game last night. Like, I didn't have time to do my homework. Like, okay.
I remember going into, like, some of those talks with coaches with Garrett. And they would ask us, like, what's your GPA? And me and Garrett would be like,
2.8.
Yeah, like something just low, but we can raise it by the end of the semester. But, like, if I look back and think about the way I was as a student then compared to now, it's so different.
It's so different.
So different, yeah.
So, do you think law school is really, really hard? Like,
we tell everyone what law you're studying.
I think you just do general, right?
Yeah, so, like, when you're in school, you take all the courses that are going to be tested on the bar exam, and then, like, you can take electives and stuff that you want to, that you have interest in, and, like, things that you want to think about practicing.
But what do you want to
I want to do trust and estates, like wealth management.
Okay.
So explain for the people that don't know exactly what that is.
Yeah, because I really know. Yeah. It sounds daddy.
Yeah, so I got really lucky. Here, I'll give you guys a little bit of backstory. I got really lucky. And during COVID, I graduated. Then I worked for a year at a law firm here in Atlanta. And that law firm here in Atlanta does, like, trust and estate planning. So people would come in and how they want to move their money down their line when they die or where they want their money to go, that's how you help them figure out and set it up. Like, that's what you do. Yeah. And so, like, if you guys got hit by a bus.
Love
it. And you had two houses and $8 million. Who that goes to and how that gets to that person is what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Okay.
And I didn't even know I wanted to do that until I started working at that law firm.
Okay.
And you really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
And you were like, damn, I can make bank.
I originally thought that I wanted to do, like, I wanted to stay in sports. And I wanted to do, like, entertainment sports law, maybe try and be an agent or anything. But I got really lucky. Like, the firm I went and worked for, the people that are there kind of helped me, like, grow up after college and after playing sports.
Yeah.
And, like, showed me and motivated me and, like, mentored me into, like, what I want to be able to do when I grow up.
Wow. Yeah. I love that for you.
Yeah.
So how many more years do you have at Boston?
I have 3 semesters left.
Oh, okay.
And so.
Not bad.
And then you're coming back to ATL?
And then I'm coming back, yes. So I go back for this semester. I'll be back all summer. Go back then for 2 more semesters. And then I'm back. Then I take the bar in July.
Holy shit, fuck the bar, y'all.
Yeah, your brother's taking the bar. Mm-hmm. I don't know
when's he taking it.
I feel like, I don't know, because he's doing it, like, kind of, he's doing law school, like, part-time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
He's working, right?
Yeah, he was working a little bit.
That's really common, though. That's what most people do.
Yeah. When you're, like, kind of older, I feel like you kind of have to do that.
Yeah, for sure. And that's what I didn't know about law school is that everybody's so old.
Everybody's old?
Yes.
Old, like, 50?
Not do you have, like, friends old. In your class?
I do now, yeah, because Boston's, like, such a young city. That's the best thing about it. It was just so different than here. It's kind of like Nashville, though, because you guys have a lot of young people that live there.
I just couldn't do the cold.
Yeah, that's the problem. I'm scared as hell. This is going to be my first winter ever. I had to get a winter coat.
Yeah, oh, my God.
You're a Florida boy.
I am. Like, I like being a son. I wear t-shirts. I don't know. I got a hand-me-down for my grandpa.
That'll be pretty official.
Oh, that's cute. You were just out there for Christmas, though, in New York.
I was in New York.
How did you land in Boston? Like, how did the world take you there?
So I knew that
he's such a fucking flex, y'all. Like, he said he was gonna move to New York for like.
I thought I was going to, but there's reasons why I didn't want to.
Right. Okay.
But
you're fine.
But I knew I was gonna work in Atlanta for not the rest of my life, but like when I graduated school.
Right.
And I didn't want to stay in Atlanta and be there forever. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to go see somewhere else, go live somewhere else for a little while.
Yeah.
Even though I was in Florida, but I was in, like, the armpit of Florida for 4 years. Yeah. Like, that wasn't anything cool. So
armpit?
I had it was disgusting, man.
Disgusting. Are you kidding?
No, it's so gross. I always knew I was going to be in Atlanta after I started working at that firm. So I was like, I got to go see somewhere else, got to go do something else. Because this place is, like, also small. We've been here forever.
Yeah.
We know everyone, y'all.
Yeah, we know everybody. So, and that gets kind of
old. It's hard being as cool as we are.
I mean, it's tough, especially being light-skinned.
Wait, no, we gotta talk about that, y'all.
We will. But yeah, I was like, I gotta go somewhere else. So I was choosing between New York and Boston. Ended up choosing like a week before classes started.
Literally. I love spontaneous.
I moved to Boston with two suitcases. Just found a place.
Tell about the story of the place that you moved in. The Airbnb that you got when you first moved in.
So when I first went to Boston.
He's an idiot.
I know. I didn't know what I was doing, where I was living, anything. So I'm there.
You got an Airbnb.
I get an Airbnb the night before I got to go up there before I start classes.
Yeah.
And this place is like, it's first of all super expensive because it's Boston.
And it's in good location.
Yeah, it's in like the South End, which is a good location. Like,
so you're thinking
it's nice.
Like,
I'm like, oh, I'm him.
Yeah.
This is better be great.
Yeah.
I get there. They gave me my room key and like a bathroom caddy. I'm like, what is this thing for?
Oh, no.
Yeah. I get up to my room. It's like a 5 foot. It's like 5 feet wide.
It's just a bed.
Just a bed, like, in this square. And there's this community bathroom that everybody in this place uses.
No.
And so I used this disgusting community bathroom place for 2 weeks.
And your mom was literally so pissed at you. She was like, get the fuck out of there right now. Like, you need a place.
I gotta find somewhere to live. Gotta go somewhere else. And I ended up, after those 2 weeks, I came home and I was like, pretty much depressed. Like, I wasn't eating. I was like, this is terrible.
No, I remember. What am I doing? Like, my mom's literally going to fucking kill me.
I mean, yeah, because I'm, like, across the country with a suitcase with, like,
disgusting. That is so boy.
It's so boy. And, you know, Sarah's losing her mind. She's like, my baby boy Shane is, like, literally in a shithole, like, Airbnb communal bathroom. Like, I'm so grossed out.
That's hilarious. My God.
Thank God you got out of that, y'all.
Somehow I ended up finding a place in Back Bay.
Okay, roommate or no?
No, I live by myself.
And it's so nice.
Do you like living alone?
No, I hate it.
Shit, really?
Yeah. I'm just too social.
Yeah, like, we're not the type of people that need to be living alone.
I can't do it. On Monday through Friday, when I, like, go home and it's just me and, like, the TV, I'm like...
Well, you're always calling someone, too.
Yeah, I'm on the phone 24/7. I'm always on the phone with somebody.
Yeah.
I have to be, though, or else I'll go insane.
Even when you're just walking home from class, you're like, shit, I gotta call somebody.
I gotta call somebody,
I don't think I'll ever live alone. I can't do anything by myself. I can't zip my dresses. I can't put on my jewelry.
Yeah.
I also, like, just can't. I'm very dependent, to be honest.
But even, like, the fun things, like, a Tuesday, like, 8 o'clock, if your roommate's, like...
grab a beer.
Yeah, if your roommate's, like, let's go to Target or something.
Okay.
Like, yeah, you're Target. Like, oh, yeah, like, let's do it. I have none of that.
Yeah.
It's, like, me walking through a Whole Foods by myself.
Yeah. Okay, should we get into the girl talk? Oh, Mackie wants us to talk about being light-skinned.
I mean, it's
Mackie
so
just
good.
Typed that on the doc. She literally goes, light-skinned question mark.
How nice is it?
Oh, my God. Okay, so Shane and I share a little bit of a...
We're twins.
Shane loves to call me his twin, but, like, you call everyone your twin. Like,
yeah, he calls me his twin.
You pulled up to the studio today, and you're like, hey, twin to Mackie. And I'm like, oh, are you guys twins? No, but, like, yeah, we can talk about it a little bit. Growing up, we were, like, one of the only black kids at... Blessed Trinity.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, we can talk about that and how that felt for us.
How many do you think there was in total?
I think, like, 15.
Probably.
Within the four grades.
Yeah.
Including your siblings. Yeah, probably five per grade. Times four, we got 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, and...
We'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Let's go 25.
Okay.
Go, BT, go.
It's just, like, funny to look back on because, like, I feel like since we've graduated high school and even college, like, I've tapped more into, like, the culture, our black culture.
For sure, yeah.
Like, I was so whitewashed in high school.
So was I.
I mean, we both were. We were wearing, like, fucking... We were in, like, polos and Sperry's.
Yeah, like, I have pictures of me in, like, my... pictures with you of me in, like, a polo button down and, like, a vest, like, and khakis.
When we
went
to homecoming, when you asked me, Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, even that. That, I looked so whitewashed.
Yeah.
We went to a concert, and I was like, what am I wearing?
Country concert. I mean, I straightened my hair every single day, and it's just, like, so crazy to think that's how we acted.
I know.
And, like, even...
You guys still wanted to act
white. Mackie says we still act white. I'm more accepting of the fact that, like, yes, like, I am half black.
Yeah,
like, I think I was, like, in denial a little bit.
No, Kenna's been feeling more accepted by the strangers on the street with her braids.
The black
strangers. Have you really?
The black strangers.
Yes, I swear I've told you this. I'm like, black women are so much more accepting of me now that I have
but
the
braids.
But
she wasn't at Starbucks today because Kenna looked whitewashed.
Yeah.
Apparently, I look white watch with the matching.
Isn't this funny? Have
you guys ever? Oh, I'm just wearing a matching set and Uggs, and I'm getting Starbucks.
You think it's the Uggs?
You can't even see
like. Or maybe like the sorority letters on the back of your car. Maybe that'll get you.
No, dude, I took that shit off years ago. Come on now.
Have you seen on Twitter if an athlete or some like black celebrity, some guy is like dating a white girl or something? Have you ever gone and read the comments? It's that.
Oh, is that?
Yeah. It's hilarious. Where it's like all the black girls will talk about like, he traded. He's a traitor.
That's what I'm saying. People are mad that you like, cross that's not over. The case, yeah. Right? You cross over races. Like people are like, if that? You're black, you should only date black people. If you're like, that's why people like it's so fucked up.
It's like literally relax. Who cares what skin color you are?
Kind of the lucky thing with us is we can tap into both.
Come on now,
tap in, y'all.
My twin.
All right, so let's get into the girls, the dating, all that jazz. Have to check on that. So are you dating in Boston? Mm-hmm. Are you like hinging around?
I'm not on any dating apps in Boston. And here's what I'm going to say first off, and you guys might agree with this. Actually, I feel like I've talked to you about this. The girls up north are not as pretty as the girls in the south.
I've heard that. But I also know girls from the north who are like so beautiful.
And where do they live now?
New York.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
So that's the funny joke is that like all the girls that are like really pretty or whatever that you see from the north, they all live in New York.
Yeah.
Like, none of them live in Boston. Yeah. I don't think any of them want to like put up with the cold. And also, like Dor was up there 2 weeks ago, and we were thinking about like if all of you guys or if all the girls from down in the south lived in Boston, you guys would blow it out of the water.
Let's move there now.
Well, let's fucking go. Serious. I feel like I could put up with the cold for that.
I mean, yeah. You would do so well.
To be the hottest
well.
Girl in the city.
1,000%.
No, but I remember talking about this when I went to Ohio State. I was like, there's so many hot guys up here, but like the girls aren't as pretty as they are in the south.
Right. You were saying that. Yeah.
It's
a thing. I think that's like a thing. Yeah.
So you have girls.
And the guys are hot.
Up in the north?
Yeah.
Is that because I live
there? They're also rich. And yeah, because you live there.
Okay.
So you have girls literally falling at your feet then, is
up
what you're
Boston?
Saying.
I mean, also, going back to the light skin thing, I think I'm the only light skin up there. So that helps.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Girls love a nice-looking mixed man because they think automatically, like, when they see you, a white girl especially, they're like, oh, we're going to have pretty babies.
Really?
Yes,
is that what it is?
Dude, yes! That's what it is.
Is like, that what
oh
you thought?
Shit, like my babies are gonna have a little bit of tan to them. Like, yeah. That's it's what like, white girls think. That's how they think.
Yeah.
It is.
No, I mean, it's nice up there. The girls also are much more aggressive and like assertive up in the north than in the south.
Like they'll come up to you?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I think it's like, it's refreshing. Cause in the south, like.
You have to always do it. Right?
Yeah, you always have to do it. And like, think about you guys in Nashville. Do you ever, maybe you guys do, cause you guys have different personalities, but like, do you go
I've
up to guys
up to a
lot?
Guy before.
I don't see hot me. Guys in Nashville.
But I think your type isn't in Nashville. Yours is.
Oh, really? Yeah, where's mine?
Yeah,
wait,
yours,
what do you mean,
yours is
dude?
Definitely in Nashville.
I don't have a type.
I think yours is like...
Kenna said to me one time that she wants a guy that's like southern and proper and going to take her to go get a slice of pizza and a beer. Like that's going to be
I
in
love
Nashville.
That.
Yeah.
I like that too, but not very the southern proper. Definitely manners and respectful, but like not wearing the classic southern outfit.
Okay, well, yeah.
It's major outfits for me and hair.
Yeah, I think yours
is...
Yours is probably like out west.
So have you been on a date?
I've gone on like group things with a couple
it's a
people.
Group thing, a double date. Dude,
honestly, this is gonna be really bad, but I've never like set up a date with like a random girl that I've never
like you didn't know
like on
that
Hinge
I've never
or
talked,
something. You've
yeah,
never
I've
been
never
like,
done
let me
that.
Take you out.
Never in my life. Not once. But like yeah, when I first got there. Up there, I didn't know like up from down up there or anything. So I also like wasn't trying to.
Yeah, focus
like,
on
figure
school.
Out what's going on.
I
was
feel
to get
like
situated.
You weren't trying to figure out what's going on with the girls because you maybe had a girl from home.
That's what I was gonna ask.
Were you?
Mm-hmm.
So should we get into that?
Do you have a queen you like talk to from home?
Yeah.
The burning question.
Yeah.
Then is why won't you date her?
I don't think that's the thing. I don't think it's I don't want to date her. I think.
Wait, give us a little background. So you guys used to talk.
Yeah, we used to talk two years ago. Took a pause. We were both dating other people. And then, like, legit probably a week and a half before I moved to Boston, we, like,
was it a week and a half? It was, like, over summer, wasn't it?
It was like, the beginning of August.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say.
And did she slide back in? Or did you? Because she broke up with her boyfriend.
Yeah. It was actually on BeReal.
Okay, like a little slide on Be Real. Mm-hmm. What is your, like, plan of action here when she reacted? Are you going to go text her because you saw she reacted to Be Real?
I can't remember what happened. Did you text her?
We Snapchatted right after that. I'm so
did
old.
Did she Snapchat you first?
You're so
I'm
old.
I'm fine with Snapchat.
And you're doing
so
the Snapchat over, at 25, bro?
I'm doing it too. Kill me. Actually, not as much.
I think at the beginning, though, you were a little bit worried about it because you were like, oh, I'm just a rebound for her because she just broke up with her ex.
Yeah, for sure.
So you were like, this is just like a rebound thing. Like, mm-hmm. no way it's going to be anything serious.
Yeah. I mean,
and then you guys started hooking up again, talking, visiting each other.
Mm-hmm.
She's been to Boston.
Oh, wow. Visitation?
Came to Boston in September.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So why won't you date her?
Does
she want to date you?
I mean, I hope so. I think so.
So are you going to date? How does this work? Because I have a few situations that have been like this for me, and I just like to know the boys' point of view. Like, are you scared of the commitment to then you can't?
I mean, there is that. And then also, it's like, mine and her situation is so different, too, because, like, we've talked so much, and, like, I know so much about her. She knows so much about me.
Yeah.
But I also haven't seen her in person, like, that much.
I think the distance is a big thing for you.
And that was also in the beginning. Like, we started talking and, like, rekindling things right when I moved.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you don't really want to do
that. Was tough, too, because it's like, yeah, like, texting and Snapchatting is all fun and games, and then, but it's, things are so different in person.
Yeah. Right. I just know you, and I know that, like, what you're saying to her via text and FaceTime, and, like, I mean, you guys talk on the phone all the time, you text all the time, like, I know that, like, what you're saying to her is, like, you're talking to her like you guys are dating.
But I know you say that about me.
But so are you just wanting the best of both worlds here? Like, talk, date, get the FaceTimes, whatever. But, like
you're not hooking up with
anyone else. But he might want to one night after the bar, but he doesn't want to get in trouble or feel guilty about it. Is this the case?
Wow, that was actually...
That was good,
that was crazy,
Maggie.
Yeah. No, that's not the case.
Is it?
No, because, like, okay. I just moved to a new city and, like there's girls around and stuff, but I didn't... Like, I don't care to talk to any of them that much,
okay.
or like take anybody out on a date or be seen around with any other girls or anything.
Okay.
So now
I don't
want to
keep challenging
though.
Him on this because I know she's going to listen.
You're fine with everything we're saying so far, right?
Yeah.
Because he's not saying like, yes, that's why.
Well, what?
No, he really does like her.
No, I do like her. That's the thing. You can leave that. I like her.
No,
I do.
I know you do.
I do. Like, I spend, and even when I come home, like, I try and spend a lot of time with her.
You were always like, I'm going to see her. Like,
yeah.
Like,
and I like try to be around her and bring her to everything. And
I just think the main thing about Shane and this girl is that, like, one, he doesn't want to do this long distance bullshit. Like, it's literally so far away. Two, I think that, like, I mean, you do like her. You just don't want to fuck anything up.
I enjoy spending time with her so much. Like, we were talking about this yesterday. Like, I understand her. She understands me more than my last things that I've had.
Yeah. And I also just think a thing for you not to, like, we might have to cut this out because you might get mad at me for saying this, but, like, you love being single.
I do.
You love being single. Yeah. Not because you want to hook up with other people, but you love the attention that it brings from other girls. From girls commenting on your shit. And, like, we've talked about this before, too, because the girl that he's talking to right now has done, like, a whole list of red flags. Which, like, can we talk about that?
Yeah, we can talk about
this.
This
is so funny.
Yeah.
She did a whole thing on
of
TikTok?
Of, like, no, red flags of me. She was texting them all to me.
They're, like, funny?
Yeah, they're hilarious.
Shane's red flags. Here we go.
Let me see.
We gotta read them on the pod.
Okay. The amount of casual girlfriends you have.
Which is true.
That's you two.
It is. Mm-hmm. But you have, like, way more than just us two. Like, you know.
This is hilarious.
No, it's so funny. You know so many girls, and you're like, oh, she's just my friend, like, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, knowing you, like, it's like you know that you flirt with them and they flirt with you. Next.
Oh my God. Your Instagram, everything about it, from comments to stories, followers.
I don't know why that's hilarious.
No, because you go on your Instagram and you go to look at the comments and it's like 100 bitches are in the comments, like Pop Off Shane, like King, like Twin.
I also post like Twin. I also post like once a year, so.
Wait, what's
I'm
next?
Dead. Pics of him wearing sunglasses in clubs.
Sunglasses in clubs thing isn't
that's
even
funny.
That was in AJ's.
She's just being funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Love AJ's. And
Best bar in America.
So true. I just went there last week. You knew what nail shape. That's funny.
So what are the nail shapes, Shane?
I know she gets an almond.
What's another one that you know of? I know you know another one.
What are the square ones?
What are square, those? I think.
Are they square?
There's another word for the ones that are like that are long, but with like the square
you know
at the top.
This one.
Yeah, you do.
Start to the C.
Is it the coffins?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Being connected slash in the scene, going out and knowing people. Like everywhere he goes, he knows
people.
Someone. Yeah.
People love him.
But we also grew
that's
up here.
That's not actually a red flag. I feel like that's actually a good thing.
No, she's just being funny.
Yeah, okay. These are hilarious.
Obvious commitment issues. How involved his friends are in relationships. Like, yeah, his guy friends,
so true.
Connor, Garrett, Matt, like, they've all got to fucking get the fuck out of it.
But that's been a problem. Like, that's been a problem
your
with all
life.
Of our relationships, too.
Yeah. Because you guys always get involved.
I know.
These are the green
flags. Even in my last one, like, my last girlfriend that I had, she would be like, I didn't realize I was going on a date with all three of you.
Yeah. Just, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Should we read his green flags, though?
Yeah.
She also wrote green flags.
All right. Not quick to get angry. Secure and confident, mature in how you look in the world, love, supportive and willing to give time to people you care about, so true, in tune with his emotions.
Love that.
Okay. Kind to strangers and waiters. We love that. We talk about
that.
These
are some good green flags, but the red flags are true.
They're hilarious. And that's the thing.
They're
so
funny.
She's cool. Like, her personality is so cool. Like, I can really hang out with her and, like, jive and be well with her.
Yeah.
And that's what I really like.
I love that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I guess we'll,
maybe we
might need like a part two on like if you guys are dating in the future or not. We'll circle back.
Yeah.
We'll circle back to a part two. All right. So now we have some questions from listeners.
Okay.
Okay.
That like they want to get a guy's perspective on.
Okay.
So, well, the first one is about us.
Yeah. They're so concerned about us, our listeners. Why do you think the girls are single? Us.
Both of y'all.
Yeah. Why are we single?
In the nicest way possible.
I think guys are intimidated by you two.
That's right.
But it's also like, you guys have such big personalities. Both of you.
So you need to tune it down.
No, we're
definitely
not.
No, you just need to find like a
the
more secure and confident guy who like.
Yeah, we can't be with the insecure men.
That's the problem. Yeah. I think you guys need, and maybe that's not Nashville.
I think the biggest thing that we get is that we're too much.
Yeah. But that's also.
But like every girl
you can't
is
be too much.
Yeah.
Like it's just you.
It's just
it's
us.
Just you.
No, it's not too much of anything. Like it's not like above the standard or anything. Like I see what you're saying. I don't know if Kenna
like,
understands, but like
you
can't be too much. That's not a thing. Like it is who you are.
Yeah.
Copy.
Like how is who you are too much? That just
it's
means
just
that like they're not for you.
Yeah.
Because you don't need to change you for somebody else.
Yeah.
Right. Like you just have to be you, and somebody's gonna gravitate towards that.
I love that song by Mike Studd, you know.
What's the song?
Keep Being
You. Keep Being You.
Keep Being You, Someone's Gonna Feel It. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's true.
I mean, that's what I have to sing to myself as loud as it can go in the car because it's the only thing that can make me be okay. All right.
Well, hold on. Why do you guys think you're single?
I think that I'm pretty picky.
Yeah.
I'm
I think I don't really like.
Necessarily picky at all. I mean, when it comes to like what? Like looks? She's picky when it comes to looks.
I want to talk
about
personality.
That,
the difference
both.
With girls and guys and what they look for. Like you guys, girls look for personality way more.
Yeah.
Maybe not. I know you like looks though. Like you want somebody who looks good.
And has a good personality. Someone's
like,
looks
good.
Someone that's literally
me.
Perfect. I'm like, it doesn't
right.
exist.
Yeah, there he is. No, somebody who looks good with me and like also gets me. I'm telling you all, the number one thing for me is that. It's not about the hotness, okay? Like, I can go down a few levels on that. I'm talking, they understand me and my personality. It's hard to understand me. And,
it's
like, I need somebody who, like, brings me back to earth when I'm having a panic attack over, like,
and
my phone is in the washing machine, you know? Like, stuff like that.
And she needs someone that, like, is just has a vibe.
You always say that. And I always want to know what that means
That's
for you.
What I want to
You're,
know.
Like,
what
just somebody who, like, gets my vibe, you
when
know?
When I'm talking vibe, I'm talking there about more looks there. Like, not on their face, but I'm their outfit, their hat, how they're wearing themselves, how they're walking, how they're talking to other people. Like, that's the vibe I'm looking for. Like, the haircut, that's what I mean.
So
not their face, but, like, the outfit. Like, I love your outfit today, Shane. Like, that's a vibe, right?
Thank you.
You're in the Blanche. Duh.
I mean, we're Blanched up
Shout
in the
out,
warehouse.
Carte Blanche. We're in the warehouse.
No, that's good. Another question from a Love You Bye listener. What makes a girl stand out to you?
They're, like, confident, for sure confident, independent, definitely, like, doesn't make me the center of their whole life.
Yeah.
And, like, doesn't want
me.
You
cannot do that.
Yeah. Like, doesn't want, like, their world to revolve around me.
Yeah.
And, like, has their own path, their own career.
Drive. And
drive, motivation. Ambition, fiery. Yeah. Like, they want to make something for themselves.
You're explaining me.
I am, 100%. But, and also, it's like the same thing as you. Like, I like girls that, or people in general, that are like willing to take a risk on themselves, willing to like bet on themselves, and want to do like better.
Something more.
Something more than just attractive. What's average. Yeah.
Going off this question, what's your favorite feature on a girl? Physical feature.
Probably face for me.
Like, what about the face? Like, their nose, their eyes, their smile, their teeth.
Yeah, smile and teeth is big, but if a girl walks in to the room, like, I want to be with, like, the prettiest girl in the room. And so that's the thing. It's the face.
Yeah, it's the face.
And that's probably my ego talking.
No, but it like, is. You want to have the hottest chick in the room.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And you're into brunettes now.
Who doesn't? Yeah. 1,000%. I found that out about myself recently. Sorry, Mike.
How do I get my boyfriend to compliment me more without seeming desperate for validation or possibly hurting his feelings?
I think you might need to get a new boyfriend, to be honest.
Oh, shit.
Like,
in my opinion, I would just ask him. I'd be like, bitch, if you love me, compliment me and tell me I'm hot. Like,
See, like, he should already be doing that without you having to ask. Yeah,
1,000%.
And, like, maybe you've been dating him for a while and he thinks that he doesn't need to anymore. But, like, and I don't know how you go about, like, reminding him that, like, it's the little things that, like, make me happy. It's, like, the compliments here and there that make me happy without, again, like, seeming, like.
I have a good
idea. Okay, but go.
Maybe you could talk about like what your love language is and be like just start that out as a combo and then be like, mine is words of affirmation.
Yeah, that's definitely a big thing.
Like,
maybe I need to do more of that.
Or if you want to be like a little bit toxic, you could be like, oh my god, like this guy that I was walking down the street, this guy passed me and like told me that I looked beautiful today, like, and that my smile is so pretty. Like, he literally was like, I was taken back by your eyes.
I mean,
yeah,
if
you feel comfortable doing that, do that.
If they've been dating for a while,
yeah,
then, like, he should understand what you want, what right. you want to receive. Also, who doesn't want to be told all the time that they like look good?
Girls need reassurance.
That's the thing, yeah, and like, yeah, as a dude, you have to do that to like
keep
your
her.
Girlfriend there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think true. That's
so. Shane says, get a new boyfriend. Yeah. I say, be a little bit toxic and be like, oh my god, someone else complimented me. Mackie says, tell them your love language.
Yeah, you could tell them your love language, and if that doesn't work, get a new boyfriend.
Yeah,
this guy I've known for about a year, I am a little interested in, but he never makes an effort to come up to me and talk to me.
And whenever we do talk, it's hard to get him to open up because he's so introverted. He doesn't ask me any questions, and it can be kind of hard to keep the conversation flowing. My question is he uninterested or just shy?
Probably uninterested, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, I hate to even say this answer because I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but like, even if you are introverted and shy, like, there's a way to show interest without like
having to be extroverted.
Yeah. Like, okay, he never makes an effort to come up to you and talk to you, and whenever you do talk, it's hard to get him to open up. Like,
being extroverted doesn't
I've
mean
had
talking.
That situation.
Yeah,
like introverts still talk.
Yeah,
like, they're all married and have girlfriends.
Yeah,
still.
Right. Like, so you just have to like keep your head up high and move on and walk away and just keep looking.
Yeah, 1,000%.
And like, don't make an effort to go up to him and talk either if he's not going to do the same to you. Like, whether he's introverted or not, he's a guy and he should be able to walk up to you and start a conversation.
Yeah. And I've done that where I keep trying to go up to the guy who's not interested. It's like, just
we're not,
talk.
Yeah.
Water the plants and water you back. Like, that's the.
All right.
Ooh, okay, Shane.
Put that on the bottom.
Yeah.
It's true though. Like, why would you pour gas into something that's not gonna like fuel you too?
Yeah, that's so true.
It's so much easier said than done. Right?
And
that, well,
like
that
a
is
major
really true,
problem
yeah.
that girls have is that they wanna give all this to the guy, but he's not giving anything back.
But then also like
they never do.
Do you guys think that like she loves that or like girls love that?
The no attention. Yeah. It's more it makes you keep coming back.
Also, do you think that girls love red flags? Like, the more red flags, the better?
No,
not the more the better, but like,
I don't like that. But
a certain amount of
I've heard that lately.
You have?
Yeah.
Bro, you're like, what other red flags can I get for myself? Like, what else can I do?
We're all here on the street.
I guess that sums up the questions from the listeners.
Yeah.
Well, Shane, anything else you want to say? Any piece of advice for these, you know, single women listening to the pod?
Just be confident, be yourself, and Yeah, keep being you. Somebody's going to figure it out and figure out they want to be with you. This goes for you two, too. Yeah. Keep being you. You guys are fine. Going to find them. Okay. And we're young, anyways, too.
We're so young.
Yeah, I think so.
I used to think I'm old. Now I think I'm young again.
Also, like, times have changed. Like, we're not our parents.
Yeah. Like, they're all married by then.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Well, this was so much fun. We're back in our hometown. Forgot to tell you guys, but we're in the ATL with Shane, and that's why we love break. So thanks for coming on, Shane.
Shane, we love you so much.
I had a lot of fun. Thanks, guys.
Okay, now everything you have to say.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.